Five Tastes of Holy Week, Episode 5, Salt. It is Saturday. Yesterday, we lost Jesus. It all happened so quickly, too quickly. And we're all in shock. Actually, I think the word that best describes it is numb. We are numb. He was killed before our eyes. And all we could do was hold on to each other. I thought there was something with this movement that he had created. He was changing things. He was changing lives. He was changing beliefs. This can't be the end. I thought there was more to it. We all thought there was more to it. He can't have died for nothing. I thought there was more to it, more to Jesus. I'm going to make soup. With all that's happened, we didn't get a chance to prepare for Sabbath. I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to make soup. We need warmth in our bellies, a wee bit of comfort. What have I got in the cupboard? I have a bit of mutton. That'll do for stock. I'll get that boiling up. What else is there? There's a leek. And a potato. Oh, right, there's a couple of carrots as well. I'll chop them up and I'll get them in the stock. There was more there in the cupboard than I thought there was. That'll make a nice pot of soup. Just what everyone needs today. You know, I really did think there was more to Jesus. I never thought it would end like this. I really didn't. I didn't think it would end like this. That soup smells good. But wait, I forgot. It needs salt. I nearly forgot to flavour it. Just let me add the salt. Add the salt. I remember Jesus spoke about salt. He said that we were the salt. That we, his disciples, are the salt of the earth. We can't lose our saltiness. We can't let the pain of losing Jesus strip us of our saltiness, all that he has made us to be. Because if we do, then it really will have been all for nothing. We need to keep our saltiness. We need to keep that flavour of him, his mark upon us. This soup will help. This soup will help. It'll fill our bodies with a wee bit of goodness, put back some warmth. Maybe then we might not be so shell-shocked. Maybe then we might be able to make sense of all this. That was Five Tastes of Holy Week, Episode 5, Salt, written and read by Laura Digan, and was edited by James Cathcart for Sanctuary First. The music was Have You Room for Love by the Bogle Band.